After 23 years of severe drought, the Colorado River and its reservoirs have dwindled to alarmingly low levels. If they dry up even further, it could cut hydroelectric generation and water supplies over a vast area.
Worst case scenario that we're looking at, that we're doing everything we can to avoid, would be no water from the Colorado River available to flow in the river to serve those places.
Nearly 40 million people in the West depend on the Colorado for drinking water and electricity, together with billions of dollars worth of farm products.
Even though we have a largely above normal snowpack in the Colorado, we still, it doesn't mean we're going to have great runoff at this point. On top of the fact, the drought has been such a long-standing drought over the last, 5 years to a decade plus, that it's going to take a number of years to overcome this deeper drought that we have.
Western states are allocated water under the terms of a 100-year-old treaty. But despite protracted negotiations, the states have been unable to agree to changes and cuts needed to address the shrinking water supply. The Biden administration proposes equal across-the-board cuts for each of the seven states in the compact, up to 25%. If approved, that would certainly cause some pain, perhaps especially for farmers who use 75% of the water piped from reservoirs, but also for city dwellers.
Certainly, cities need to transition or adapt to using less water as we face, future cuts or additional cuts in Colorado River water.
Here in the western United States, we've seen extreme rainfall over the past several months, but scientists say one wet winter is not enough to make up for 23 years of severe drought. So it seems that one way or another, the people of the West are going to have to get used to using water more sparingly. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Los Angeles.